My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to create an irresistible offer. But first, let's define what an irresistible offer is. So an offer would be an example. Let's use Neil's software, UberSuggest. Okay, that's an offer. Maybe it's SEO tool for free, or maybe he starts charging whatever he charges at $20, $10 a month, whatever the price is now. That's an example of a regular type of offer, right? That's not, even though his tool might be really good, it's not a very compelling offer. How you can make the offer irresistible is if you can make it a no-brainer offer, meaning that let's say it's not just UberSuggest, it's free for a year. And also Neil will fly over to you and do a strategy session with you, and his company will do your marketing for you all for free, right? You know, in fact, if he doesn't perform, he's going to pay you money, right? So that's an irresistible no-brainer offer where you might be scratching your head a little bit, but I'm going a little extreme there.
Yeah. And here's the thing, when it comes to creating irresistible offers, it really comes down to finding out the pain points of your ideal customers and what issues they have and what they're looking for. And that's how it would start. Because then if you can end up solving it by giving them solutions to it, they're much more likely to end up buying it. You also have to make sure the pricing is ideal. And we'll go over that in the next webinar or in the next podcast episode as well. But if you can't end up getting the offer down right where you're solving their problems and like, yes, I have this problem, I need this solution, it's just a very slim chance that you're actually going to get a conversion from it.
And the reason this is so important is because the offer actually can drive a lot of your marketing. If your offer is so good, your creative can actually suffer a little bit. And because the offer is so good, where it's going to get the buzz that it's going to get people talking about it. People are going to engage with it as well. Your conversion rates are going to go up, right? So the offer oftentimes drives it. The creative is certainly important, but you can kind of balance things out with such an irresistible offer, right? So if you're like, I'm not that creative, or I don't have the time for it, well, constantly think about how can you continue to create amazing offers. And not only that, rotate different offers in, right? So you might rename the offers every now and then. I know Russell Brunson, as a matter of fact, he rotates 6 different offers throughout the year, right? And he might have some old ones that he just pulls in. And you can try, instead of calling it Uber Suggest Ultimate SEO Tool, maybe the next one is, you know, Uber Suggest the Best Content Marketing Tool, right? Bad example, but I'm just telling you how you can kind of rename it. So you can constantly make adjustments to it. So when you think about conversion rate optimization or CRO, it's not just testing the copy, it's also testing the offer as well. All right. And the final thing I'll say from my side is highly recommend a book from Alex Hormozi. It's called $100 Million Offers. I read the whole thing last week, and it's the first marketing book I've read in a while. I think you can get it for 99 cents on Amazon. So I've actually had my team get a couple, and we're actually going to do a book club and talk about it next month, because the offers for the different business units, if you have different business units, if you can create irresistible offers for each one, it's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. And whenever you create an offer, even if you think it's irresistible, you're going to have to keep testing it, because what's working right now or that you think will work may not always end up working. So just be flexible, because sometimes people will tell you something. This is my pain point. This is what I'm willing to pay, this price point. And then you'll find out that when you offer it to them, a lot of times they're not actually willing to pay that. So you just have to make sure that you have some flexibility on your end and you're willing to adjust and test. Because again, people don't always really know what they want, even if they tell you that's what they want.
All right. So that is it for today. Don't forget to go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our live event. We're doing it now in November in Miami. Going to have some amazing speakers there, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.